This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has made an offer he says could help avert a Senate blow-up over filibusters against controversial court nominees. The Republican leader refused to drop his demand that Democrats stop using such filibusters, and so Democrats all but dismissed his proposal as unacceptable. More on that from NPR's David Wellner.
For weeks, Majority Leader Frist had been promising a proposal to break the logjam over judicial nominees, a dispute that started when Democrats blocked 10 of President Bush's appeals court candidates, calling them right-wing ideologues. Yesterday on the Senate floor, Frist said the time had come, in his words, to return civility to the nation's capital.
Judicial nominees are being denied. Justice is being denied. The solution is simple. Allow the senators to do their job and vote.
Rather than changing the rules of the Senate with a simple majority vote, doing away with judicial filibusters, the so-called nuclear option that Frist has been threatening to implement for months, Frist proposed another plan. Filibusters would be allowed for district court nominees, though none in fact has been stopped by a filibuster. But candidates for seats on the higher appeals courts and the Supreme Court would be guaranteed an up or down vote, following as much as 100 hours of debate. What's more, the Judiciary Committee could no longer prevent such nominees from being voted on by the full Senate.
The Judiciary Committee will continue to play its essential oversight and investigative roles in the confirmation process. But the committee, whether controlled by Republicans or Democrats, will no longer be used to obstruct judicial nominees.
But Frist's proposal got a decidedly negative reception from the Senate's Democratic leader, Harry Reid.
I would say, for lack of a better description, it's a big wet kiss to the far right, Mr. President. It just is not appropriate.
Reid called Frist's offer a slow-motion nuclear option, since it ultimately denies the right of a filibuster to the minority. He also took issue with Frist's contention that it's only in the past few years that filibusters have been used against judicial nominees.
No matter how many times you say it, if something's wrong, it doesn't become true. Over the course of this country's history, there have been many, many filibusters of judges.
And such filibusters, Reid argued, are part of the Senate's constitutional mandate to advise and consent on the president's nominees, though he also suggested Democrats may be less inclined to use filibusters.
Let's look forward. Let's take this nuclear option off the table, and let's work on these judges that we have ahead of us. And I can never say there will never be a filibuster, because I can't say that. But I don't think this body's in a mood for a number of filibusters. I just don't think they feel like it.
If no deal is reached, the showdown over judges could climax when Frist brings one of the renominated court candidates to the Senate floor for a vote, most likely next month. David Wellner, NPR News.